This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Many of us are on our way to work this morning, sitting in the car.
I feel sorry for you, sorry.
Listening to Joy, but deep down there's that sinking feeling about, you know, certain individuals in the office that you have to deal with.
See, I think I was the bully at work. Would you count me as the bully? Because my last job, I totally disliked it. So I used to go into work and my little group, they'd point to who I was going to take down today.
What?
And they would point. Not take down, but I would start rumours about like their lunch smelt or the shoes were really bad or, yeah, each day I'd decide who I was going to.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have marched you out in an instant if it was my office.
Do you know what, sweetheart? You would have been number one on my list. You would have been in the corner rocking within an hour. You would have been marching me nowhere.
I mean, you've got unhappy workers. You've got, you know, people like who spread vicious rumours. There's so many. We all know who they are. Well, our next guest is putting them all under the corporate spotlight in a show called Performance Management at Chapel Off Chapel. Good morning, Scott Hollingsworth.
Good morning.
Welcome to Joy.
Thank you.
A brilliant idea. I mean, you're just thinking about it. There's so many characters we all know.
Correct. And like you said, it can really get you down. So the best way to deal with it is to laugh at it, right?
Yes. to keep laughing.
But you're in the corporate world, aren't you?
Correct. So, yeah, I worked full-time in musical theatre for 18 years and then decided it was time to get a real job and a real paycheck. So went into the corporate world and now I do theatre on the side. So I've got corporate as the most, I guess, demanding part of my life now. And they always say, write what you know. So I wrote a show about my corporate experience.
So tell us about performance management itself.
So performance management is, in a word, just tons of fun. It's a camp corporate explosion of circus. So we've drawn parallels to circus and all of the hijinks that happen in office. So I play the ringmaster and he's the narrator. And he pulls the whole thing together, and we basically work through all of the different elements of office life that drive us absolutely crazy, and we piss take the whole lot of them. So we've taken music from the likes of Adele and Britney Spears and Bette Midler and musical theatre stuff like from Chicago, Disney stuff like Little Mermaid and Mary Poppins, and we've spoofed them all and changed all the words and tell lots of stories about the crazy characters in the office.
Oh, I love when that happens. So you've got to mix up all the words in the song, did a bit of Weird Al Yankovic.
Absolutely.
And then that helps you tell the story.
Totally Weird Al. So we've, for example, the Little Mermaid part of your world, we've taken that and we've used that to tell the story about the lies that people tell in job interviews because they want to be part of your world. So
yes. We've all told a little white lie on our resume, haven't we, to try and get through?
Correct. Yeah. Well, this chick tells really big lies, but yeah, absolutely.
So you're also the producer, the writer, and the star of the show.
Correct.
So you must have plenty of material stuff back there from all your years working in an office.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, there was too much.
Too much?
We had to edit. And it's almost, we've done this show four times now in different locations and different variations. And almost every time someone from the audience comes up afterwards and says, oh, have I got a story for you?
Yeah.
Scott, what if you spot an old manager or, you know, an old staff member mm-hmm. in the audience who did form
yes.
part of the narrative for the show?
It's a bit terrifying, particularly when you're on stage and you spot them in the audience and that little bead of sweat starts running down your forehead.
You wouldn't forget your lines, though, would you? You'd think, now I know what I was going to say.
Well, luckily, being the narrator, I can ad lib and nobody knows that I'm not following the script. But look, a lot of people that I've worked with have actually come to see the show and love it because it's very lighthearted and we live in the world of stereotypes. So nobody can ever actually pin it to one person, right?
And most people don't even think it's them themselves anyway.
Correct.
You know,
it's like the person next to
like
them.
He's going, I'm talking about you. And they go, who would that be, that mean person? But most people don't even see themselves.
Yep. Or they'll come up and go, I know who that was about. That was about blah, blah. And it's like, can't confirm or deny.
So have you ever been performance managed yourself?
Luckily, no.
Oh, no.
But I've seen it happen a lot. When I first left musical theatre, I didn't actually have any real skills that I could use in the office world. So I started off in call centres. And you get a very interesting range of people in call centres. So it was a wonderful experience. But I did see some rather unfortunate people come a cropper there. So I saw it from the outside and I thought, that's not where I want to be. be.
Do you know, I also once had to work in a call centre. That's how I lost my little bit of soul. That's my last bit of soul was dragged away from a call centre. Oh. Because you know, it doesn't matter how much you they try to keep you in this little box, and no matter how much you try to have fun, you're not going to win in a call centre.
Correct. It's a really highly controlled and scripted environment. And so we actually do a number for the poor call centre workers. We open Act 2 with At the End of the Day from Les Miserables. Oh, yep. And it's all about the call centre poor.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Scott, what about one of my favourite, the narcissistic boss?
Mm-hmm.
Just so full of themselves.
Yes.
No emotions.
Yes.
That personality that is, one minute you're fantastic, the next minute you can't do anything.
Are you talking about Andy, our producer?
No.
That's really, really, a lot of work here. I mean, I wouldn't have said he was sarcastic, not, no, what, yeah. Yeah.
Not have you had to do with him?
Look. I am him. Oh. So playing the ringmaster, that is exactly who the ringmaster is. So, but the way we deal with that is we actually deal with the ringmaster as a costume. So it's a costume that a human comes into work and puts on to actually make those tough calls and the hard decisions and to crack the whip. So, yes, I play that character in the show, and we actually open the show with Britney Spears' Work Bitch.
Oh, yes.
Mashed up with Circus, and he's quite nasty in that, and he does have a whip. Yeah.
Excellent. Sounds like the type of place I'd like to work at.
Yeah. If it was real, it'd be wonderful.
It'd be wonderful.
Yeah. Well, I think you're going to have no shortage of suggestions after this interview. People will be thinking, oh, my goodness, I must tell you about so-and-so at work. So you can catch Scott in performance management from December 12 to 16 at Chapel Off Chapel. For more information and for tickets, you head to chapeloffchapel.com.au. Scott, thanks so much for performance managing us this morning.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Well, it sounds exciting. We'll see you there at your show.
Great. See you then.
Thanks, Scott.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.